and direct things to do is kick back, TV set flickering, maybe a beer in your hand, relaxating. Well, there was a time in my life when I'd have given anything to have a TV set, a cold six-pack. Watch a basketball game on TV. I remember there was a time in my life when I would have been happy to have anything but what I had. Leeches on my tuchus. Lead raining around me. The screams of the dead, the smell of the gunfire, and those voices. Those voices! I hear this day. To this day, I still suffer the effects of the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crime Tree 1967. We're on a search and destroy mission. Just south of the DMZ. I said, all right, men, this is Apache country. I want all your dog tags taped to your chest. There will be no rattling canteens. There will be no noise. I don't want anybody dropping magazines. I don't want any idle chatter. We will move through the jungle like silent death. Keep in mind, any noise you make, any noise, will cause instant VC retaliation. Remember, they have listening posts everywhere. They may not even shoot us as we walk by. There'll be one man in the tree, but he'll radio ahead our position, and all hell will open up. So I'm making myself clear? There is to be no noise. So I was on point. DiLorenzo was right behind me. Galachecki, Shapiro, Robinson, they were all there. Wisniewski, who that morning cooked himself up a big meal. As a matter of fact, everybody was staring. He said, Wisniewski, are you going to eat all that? He said, yep, sure I am. And we kind of gave him a little hell about it. But sure enough, Wisniewski's walking along and his indigestion kicks in. And there we are. Our lives on the line. Wisniewski stops, throws his head back and says, my God! Duked it out there for a couple hours. The enemy was hopelessly dug in. Somehow we had to get away, and so we kind of faded into the bush. I grabbed Wisniewski. I said, Wisniewski, are you out of your mind? I gave a direct order for everybody to shut up, and there you bring in your stupid, unbelievable, I ought to take you apart myself. And he had his head hung down, and everybody else was looking at him with hate in his eyes. I said, all right, now let's assume formation and move out, and this time everybody keep it quiet. Everybody did keep it quiet. That is, except for Wisniewski, who threw back his head once again. Oh, my God, it's the day! Somehow, I don't know how, we managed to get away. But they were on us this time. They had a fix on our position. So what we did was, we splashed into this river and we all broke off bamboo reeds. And I remember watching an old John Wayne movie when he once hid from Apaches that way. He grabbed a tube and got under the water and would breathe through it. And that's just what we did. We just dove into that water, and all of us, breathing through a tube, we could hear him walking the banks going, "How does that sound? Why did you come out with a dog? What the hell are you doing? You won't! You won't!" And we just lay there under the water, in the bushes, waiting for him to pass. And sure enough, they did.
We stayed under that water until we were like prunes. 2 hours we breathed through those tubes till we were sure they were gone. And then one by one we sat up and looked around. We all just stood there in waist-deep water as I glared at Wozniewski. As I glared at that maggot. Just then I noticed where he stood, he was suddenly surrounded by bubbles. And a fish rose to the surface and then went belly up. I looked at Wozniewski. I said, hey, what are you playing, both ends against the middle now or what?
Are you nuts? Get out of here.
Listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.